Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into something pretty interesting, a new tool called Yapify. It's a voice-to-email extension. And, well, the claim is pretty bold. Getting you to inbox zero four times faster.
Right, four times faster. Without typing.
Exactly, without touching the keyboard.
Yeah.
So our mission today is really to unpack this. How does it plan to, you know, shake up email productivity?
Yeah.
Especially for folks who need efficiency and clear communication.
Well, it definitely taps into that universal feeling of being buried in email, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
We're all looking for ways to communicate faster, maybe more naturally. Typing can be such a bottleneck.
Mm-hmm.
And Yapify's core idea is simple, right? You speak your reply,
yeah,
and it spits out a draft that's ready to send. But here's the kicker. The source says these drafts are context aware and perfectly formatted, which, you know, for professional emails, that's huge. It suggests something more than just simple transcription.
Definitely more than dictation. The source really pushes that.
Yeah.
And it also mentions other features like using voice commands.
Yeah, for templates, adding links, that kind of thing.
Which sounds like shortcuts, doesn't it? We've all been there staring at the screen.
Oh, yeah. The blank page dread.
Trying to get the wording just right.
Mm-hmm.
Yapify sounds like it wants to make that, almost effortless.
So the big question for this dive is, what does speaking your emails really mean here?
Hmm.
And how does it actually deliver on that speed promise and keep the quality high?
Well, I think those phrases, context aware and perfectly formatted, they're really the heart of it.
Okay.
It suggests the tool isn't just hearing words. It's probably using, you know, sophisticated NLP natural language processing to understand the nuance, the tone you're going for, maybe even the context of the email chain it's replying to.
So it's interpreting, not just transcribing.
Exactly. So it can rephrase, structure, format your spoken thoughts into something professional. It's almost like having a super fast editor built in.
It shifts the mental effort, you see, from how do I type this to just what do I need to say?
That's a key distinction. Offloading the cognitive work, not just the physical typing.
Precisely.
And the source talks about turning this chore, email, into something easy. So practically speaking, how does that feel? Like when you're talking, do you have to say comma or period?
No, it seems the automation is the key part. The AI layer is supposed to figure out punctuation and formatting.
From context.
From your speech patterns, the context, yeah. Imagine just saying, like, reply, thanks for the update, find the report attached.
Okay.
And Yapify writes it out, punctuates it, maybe even flags report attached as needing a file link.
Huh, interesting.
The idea is it handles the tedious bits, so you just focus on the message. That's where the four times faster probably comes from. It's faster composition, not just dictation speed.
Faster composition. That's a great way to put it. Almost like thinking directly into email.
Yeah, something like that.
Which brings us back to how Yapify positions itself. It fits into that whole productivity tool space.
It does. The source calls it a writing assistant and a dictation app. It's playing in both fields.
Right.
Its core value seems to be using voice, which is fast and natural for us, but adding that layer of AI precision for email.
So not just typing less, but crafting good messages faster.
Exactly. Making email feel less like a formal production, maybe more like a quick conversation, streamlining the whole thing.
So a final thought then for you listening.
Yeah.
If we can just speak our emails and trust something like Yapify to make them polished and ready, what does that actually mean for communication down the road?
Hmm. Good question.
Does it unlock new ways to multitask, you know, dealing with email while walking, maybe?
Hmm.
Or does it change what we even think of as written communication?
Does the line blur?
Yeah, exactly. How might your own daily habits change with tech like this? Something to think about.